Good evening, Rabbi. I just share with you an idea from the Rebbe, from Rabbi Nachman, on Parshas Truma. You know that when we come to this section of the Mishkan, so we often find ourselves learning these parshios of really Truma, Tetzaveh, Bayakel, Pekudei, and they're difficult, not because the information is difficult, but because the parshios deal with information and with details that don't really seem to be lemaisa, don't really seem to apply today. We don't have a Mishkan, we're never going to have a Mishkan again. We will have a Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishkan is something that will not be replicated. That temporary structure was dafka there to really shepherd us through the time in the desert, but after we got to Eretz Yisrael, the goal was always for a permanent Beis HaMikdash. And again, the same kasha is on the Big Day Kahuna. Torah goes into such incredible detail, when in fact, these halachos really aren't lemaisa for us day to day. Again, of course, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, Mirtzah Hashem B'Sha'a Tova, so the Big Day Kuna, the details of the Kohanic vestments will once again become relevant. But when we go through these parashios, often we find ourselves looking for deeper meaning. And Rabbi Nachman finds this type of meaning even in the most simple and seemingly mundane of details. So the Rebbe comments on the beginning of the parasha, Parak Chaf Hei Pasuk Gimel, where the Torah says the following, V'yichuli Truma, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to collect from Klal Yisrael Truma a gift, Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Libo, Tichues Trumasi. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, says that I want people to give willingly, I want people to give of their own volition, so whoever's heart impels them to give, you should take the truma. And the Torah says, what do I want you to take? V'zosa truma sher tichu me'itam zahav v'kesef u'mechoshas. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets into the details, what is it that I want you to collect from them? Zahav, gold, kesef, silver, mechoshas, brass. And again, it then goes on to discuss the materials as well. So Rabbi Nachman says something so beautiful. He says, what does it mean, zahav v'kesef u'mechoshas? Meaning, the shaila becomes, and this is why you have to sometimes look at these parashos with a critical eye, the Torah didn't need to give me this level of specificity. The Torah is not just, the Torah is a Torah's olam. The Torah is a universal, eternal entity whose every single word and every single letter and every single mitzvah and every single message has eternal implications and meaning. So why does the Torah feel the need to specify? Moshe, take zav, kesef, unechoshas. Take the gold, the silver, and the brass. And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, Hamishkan nivne, mikol atov shenispar mikol echad miyisrael. So the Rebbe says something beautiful. He says, you know, we often relate to the Mishkan as a physical structure. But the truth is, there's the Mishkan that's the physical structure, but the Mishkan, the physical Mishkan, was really supported by a spiritual Mishkan as well. That Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. The Mishkan that I build in my heart. The Mishkan is a building by itself. What gives a building Kiddusha is the spiritual framework that cocoons it, the spiritual framework that encompasses it. Any physical structure that is going to endure must have a supporting spiritual structure as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to collect, I want you to build this Mishkan from the Zav, the Kesef, and the Nechoshes. The Rebbe says, there is physical Zav, Kesef, and Nechoshes. There's physical gold, silver, and brass. And there's spiritual gold, silver, and brass. What's the spiritual gold, silver, and brass? That's the Tov. That's the good that exists within the Jew. Shezel bechinas zav v'kesef u'nechoshes v'tcheles v'argaman v'tola sheni shehivi kol echad v'echad kefi ha'nekuda tova shelo. So this is amazing. The Rebbe says something so beautiful. If you look at the way the psukim flow, it goes zav kesef u'nechoshes, so gold, silver, brass, tcheles, which is blue wool, argaman, purple wool, tola sheni, ultimately red wool, v'sheishizim, and fine linen or flax. So what you see over here is a progression. Gold is the most expensive item. And again, the pishtan, the flax, the linen, that's the least expensive item. So the Rebbe says something amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, understand, the physical Mishkan will be made ultimately from physical ingredients, from physical items. But the spiritual Mishkan, the Belvavi Mishkan Evna, the spiritual Mishkan, which is the true structure, which supports the Mishkan, supports Klali. So where does that build from? That's also built from the goodness, from the holiness, from the spirituality of the klal. Moshe Rabbeinu, just like I need you to go and collect the Zav, the Kesef, and the Choshes, the physical building blocks, the Mishkan, spiritual Mishkan, could only be built through the spiritual building blocks of Klal Yisrael. What's the spiritual building blocks of Klal Yisrael? The good that each of us possess. The Zav, the Kesef, the Nechoshes, Tcheles, Argaman, Tola, Ashari, Shishizim. This represents the various levels of good, the various levels of Kedusha, the various levels of holiness, the various levels of personal accomplishments that we each possess. He goes on, he says, Kiza v'kesef l'choshes v'tcheles. He says, Heim b'chinas gevanin iloin. Sheim b'chinas hatov sheish b'chol echad mi'Yisrael. So beautifully says the Rebbe. Each of these items represent a different level of good that the Jews possesses. What the Rebbe says something so beautiful is, you know, so, well, let's read on. He says, Yisrael sheh b'chol espa'ar sheim k'lulam in gevanin sigiyin. That just like each of these items represents different colors on the spectrum of color, so too they represent the idea that different Jews have different elements of goodness that emanate from them, have different elements of goodness associated with them. Haynu, hanakudos tovos sheyish b'chol echad miYisrael shem kelulim migevanin sigon. That these represent the different levels of good that every Jew possesses. Every Jew possesses some good. What's the difference? The difference is we each possess different kinds of good. Just like there are different colors in the spectrum of colors, different colors in the rainbow. So there are different types of spiritual building blocks, different types of spiritual good that we each possess. Ki yesh b'chol echad miYisrael nekuda tova. Every single Jew possesses some level of good. Even someone who chas shalom is on a very low level, he too possesses some level of good. He too possesses some holiness. He too possesses some tov. Even if his good, even if his holiness is not as bright, is not as beautiful, does not shine as well as his friends, nevertheless, again, every Jew possesses something good. Kimavor b'makom acher, v'Hashem yisparach mispar b'hem. So the Ribbono Shel goes ahead and derives the greatest amount of pleasure, ultimately, again, when he sees the good of the Jew. And what the Rebbe is really highlighting over here is something incredible. Some people have zahav. Some people are golden. Mamish, they possess, as they say, alamailas, right? They're accomplished. They're beautifully, spiritually luminescent. They're fantastic. Other people are a little bit less. They're kesef. Other people are a little bit less, they're nechoshes. And there's the whole spectrum. Let's say you get to some people who are just simple, they're pishtun. They're linen, they're flax, they don't shine so bright, they don't look so amazing. In fact, they even might look a little bit beaten up. They might look a little bit unshiny, you know, the opposite of gold. But even in those individuals, there's something beautiful. There's something halig. There's something magnificent. Some people have zav, or some people are zav, and some people might only be sheishizim, might only be, again, some linen, some wool, some flax. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, each of you possess something good, each of you possess something beautiful. And it's what makes you beautiful that I appreciate most. Whether you're gold, or whether you're tcheles, or whether you're argaman, or whether you're kesef, whether you're nechoshes, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I get it, not everybody could be zav, not everybody could be kesef, not even everybody could be nechoshes. Just find the good that is within you. Find the good in the other. Of course, the way it works in life is you first have to find the good within yourself, then you're able to find the good within the other. V'zeh b'chinas ha'gevonin shahayu b'beis ha'mikdash v'ha'm mishkan. B'chinas zav ha'kesef, shehevi kol echa min edavas libo ha'tov. Ki alu kululim kol anakudos tovos, shein b'chinas givoyin ilon sheyish b'chol echa mi'Yisrael. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. What is the Mishkan built from? The Mishkan is built from the donations. The Mishkan is built from the zav, the kesef, and the choshes. But just like the physical Mishkan is built through the physical building blocks, so the spiritual Mishkan also is built through the Tov, through the good, which is possessed by every single member of Klal Yisrael. The fact that one Jew shines a bit brighter than the other, the fact that one Jew has a Zav while the other does not make that second Jew any less valuable. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, each of you, each of us, possesses something beautiful, possesses something luminescent, possesses something holy. And it doesn't burn as bright as your fellow, it doesn't matter. And I was saying, the thing to always remember in life is that we're not in a race against someone else. The only person we race against is ourselves. The only person we compete against is ourselves. The only person we try to make ourselves better than. The only thing I want to be better than is the person I was yesterday. I don't need to be better than Plony. I don't need to be better than Reuven, than Shimon, than anyone else. I just need to be better than I was yesterday. And tomorrow, I'm going to try to be better than I was today. That's it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the beauty that each of us possess. And that's when the Jew recognizes his personal beauty, when the Jew sees the good in himself and by extension is able to see the good in the other, that builds the Mishkan. That builds the spiritual Mishkan. That builds the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Va'al Kein. So Rebbe here says something amazing. Va'al Kein Achar Ma'ase Ha'egel. Shas Chutzrach Moshe Lechapes V'limso An Nekudos Tovu Sheishpach Olechem Yisrael. Al Kein Daiko Nitztavu Amalechas HaMishkan. So the Rebbe says so beautifully that remember again, the sequence of the Parshios doesn't reflect the true chronological order. Because remember again, we read Truman Tetzaveh, then Kisisa, and in Kisisa we read about the Chet Egel, the sin of the golden calf. But in fact, Rashi HaKadosh points out, the Gemara already points out, that the Chet Egel, the sin of the golden calf, preceded the Mishkan. And in fact, in many ways, the Mishkan itself was part of the remedy and part of the tikkun for Klal Yisrael in the aftermath of the Egel. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, he's holding the Luchos, he sees what Klal Yisrael has done. They thought he was dead, they built a golden calf, they turned it into a deity, they started worshipping it as a god. They divested themselves of all of their holiness. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Listen how beautiful this is. Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshe Lemor, Daber El B'nei Yisrael, V'yikchu Li Truma Me'ez Kolish. The Rebbe says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go door to door. And I want you to collect the gold, the silver, the brass. I want you to collect everything. I want you to collect the red wool, the purple wool, the blue wool. I want you to collect the linen, the flax. I want you to go door to door. And I want you to see the good in each of them. Even though they've made such a cataclysmic mistake, even though they've done something so terrible, so horrible, I want you to see that they have not divested themselves of their Kiddusha in totality. They have not fully divested themselves of their personal holiness. Go door to door, Moshe, and your job is to help them find the holiness in themselves. Your job is to remind them that, yes, Klal Yisrael, you messed up big time. Yes, Klal Yisrael, you did something terribly wrong. But some of you are still Zahav, some of you are still Kesef, some of you are still Nechoshes. Each of you has something redeeming. Each of you has something positive. Each of you has something beautiful in yourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that he has to be the one to go door to door to find that personal beauty in every single Jew. Because you, Moshe, are the one who saw them in their lowest point. You saw them building that golden calf. You saw them. You came down from the mountain after spending all of this time with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You come back to this disgrace. You come back to this debasement. So you, Moshe, it's your job to go door to door and find the holiness in them. And really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is two things. He's allowing Moshe to redeem Klal Yisrael in his eyes, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps has such a low opinion of Klal Yisrael after all that he's seen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, no, you have to go door to door and I want you to see their holiness. That's number one. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, you have to help them remember that they're holy. You have to help them remember that they're special because they may have lost sight of it as well. They may have forgotten that as well. Remind them that they're special. Remind them that each of them has something unique and something heilig about themselves. And number three, once they're able to see the Zav, the Kesef, and the Choshes in themselves, they have to endeavor to see that in the other. They have to endeavor to see that in their fellow Jew. The Rebbe ends off by saying, Vizeu, quotes over the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, Shchora ani b'ma'asa ego. I was blackened through the sin of the golden calf. A reference again to the spiritual decline after the sin of the golden calf. V'na'avani, but then I became beautiful again. When the Medrash says when? B'melechas HaMishkan. When did I become beautiful again? through the building of the Mishkan. Haynu benekudos tovo shani motze ba'atzmi shemichinas melechas ha-mishkan. How did we become beautiful again through the building of the Mishkan? Because when I rediscovered that which is beautiful about myself, when I rediscovered that which is special, I once again became beautiful. When I discovered in myself that I have Zav, I have Kesef, I have Nechoshes, I discovered that I'm beautiful again, it redeemed my sense of self. And so the Rebbe teaches us in such a way, we understand that these psukim were not just important for the building of the Mishkan, but indeed they become, they really emanate an eternal importance. This idea, first of all, just the chazer, first of all, that not everybody's the same. And not everybody is supposed to be the same. Some Jews are Zahav, and some Jews are Kesef, and some Jews are Nechoshes, and some Jews are just Sheishizim. Some Jews are just simple, they're just Pashat, they don't radiate such holiness. But that's okay, because everybody has something special that is unique for the building of the Klal, that is unique for the building of the collective, that is unique for the building of the spiritual Mishkan. We all contribute something. We don't have to be the same. We don't aim to be the same. Our job really is just to try to find what's good about yourself. Find your good midah. Find your good character trait. Find your koach. Find what your strengths are. Find what you possess that is beautiful and spiritually luminescent. Find that which is redeeming about yourself. Seek out, you know, so often we're conditioned to think that we have to seek out our faults, which we have to, obviously, because if I don't seek out my faults, then I can't correct them. But you know, life is not only about seeking out your faults. Life is also about seeking out your strengths. What makes you special? What is your zahav? What is your kesef? What is your nechoshes? What is it that allows you to stand out? What is it that you contribute to the world? What is it that you contribute to the klal? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. And once we're able to find that in ourselves, then we'll have the ability to see the beauty in every single Jew. Because every Jew is beautiful, and every Jew is special, and every Jew radiates holiness in one way or another. Some of them are magnificent, some of us are magnificently luminescent, and some of us look quite ordinary, plain, and maybe even frankly, unimpressive. But every single Jew has something special. Every single Jew has something beautiful. Every single Jew has something heilig. May we be zocha on this beautiful Shabbos at Parshas Truma, on this night of Rosh Chodesh Adar, this night when we begin to feel Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. And perhaps according to the Rebbe is teaching us that the greatest Simcha is when you find the beauty in yourself. The greatest Simcha is when you find the goodness in yourself. And the Simcha is only amplified when after finding the beauty in yourself, you're able to find it in all of your brothers and sisters around you. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening, a good Chodesh, and a good Nerev Shabbos.